Hi, welcome to English Marathon. This is Jeffrey. Hello, 大家好，欢迎收听英文口语马拉松，我是 DJ 叶东桥。坚持为大家提供地道、简单、实用的英文口语。And today is already day 94.Alright, 上一周讲到了关于旅行回来大家需要休息的这个内容，那其实旅行回来还有一个我觉得是应该是挺普遍的问题吧，那就是 We are really poor, broke, OK 就是这个大家把钱呢、都花在旅行上了，所以回来之后呢真的是穷的只剩最底下的一美元。那今天要讲的内容呢就是和这个相关的了，我们来听一听，那大家会猜到是哪个词呢？Let's start our day with top to bottom. 那今天要和大家分享的第一个短语叫做 top to bottom. Top, T-O-P, bottom, B-O-T-T-O-M. Top to bottom 意思不难理解，就是从头到底，因为 top 指的是最顶端， bottom 指的是最底端， OK? 那换句话说就是完全彻底的。那所以记住了， top to bottom 指的就是完全彻底的。 And nowHere comes an example. Wait until your mother sees that mud on the floor, young man. She spent all day cleaning the house from top to bottom for our party tonight. Better clean it up and be quick about it. 那这是一个爸爸在责骂自己的儿子，因为他没有把脚上的泥擦干净就踏进家门了。 OK. Now let's listen to it one more time.Wait until your mother sees that mud on the floor, young man. She spent all day cleaning the house from top to bottom for our party tonight. Better clean it up and be quick about it. 她说，嘿，等着瞧吧，你妈看到地板上那些泥巴会怎么样？她花了一整天把整栋房子彻底的打扫干净，就是为了今天晚的宴会。你可得赶紧动手把它擦干净才好。 So here, top to bottom 指的就是 thoroughly, OK, 完全彻底的。 And next phrase is rock bottom. Rock, R-O-C-K, 是岩石的意思， bottom 呢同样是底部。如果往地下钻探，穿过表土层到最底下才是最坚硬的岩层，就是 rock bottom。换句话说呢就是最底层的。那最近有一个这个大家应该都知道的情况，应该算前段时间吧，我们的股票市场应该是跌到了最低限度了，我觉得。 The stock market hits the rock bottom, OK? The stock market, 股票市场 hits the rock bottom, 股市已经跌到了最低限了，已经不能再跌了。哎，这就意味着可能要反弹了。Let's hope so, alright? And anyway, let's have one more example. Bill, if you need furniture, I can tell you where to get it cheap. That store on Main Street is going out of business, and they're selling everything they have at a rock bottom prices. 他说 ,Bill, 如果你需要家具的话，我可以告诉你在哪里买到便宜货。中心大街那家店要终止营业了。他们在以最低价出售所有的货品。 OK, one more time. Bill, if you need furniture, I can tell you where to get it cheap. That store on Main Street is going out of business, and they're selling everything they have at rock bottom prices. 所以在这儿 rock bottom 指的是最低的、最底部的。And now let's come to another one. It's called bottom dollar. 哎 ,dollar, 这都知道是美元。Bottom dollar, 那就是口袋里剩下的最后那一美元了。OK。那这样一个短语呢经常会在经济窘迫的时候听到，大家会去用啊。那我们现在就要听一个例句。Thank God, I finally found a job.I've been out of work for more than a year, and I was almost down to my bottom dollar. I can tell you, I never want to be like that again. 他说，谢天谢地，我总算找到工作了，失业有一年多了，几乎花完了所有的钱。我跟你讲，我可万万不想再过这种日子了。So here one more time. Thank God, I finally found a job. I've been out of work for more than a year.And I was almost down to my bottom dollar. I can tell you, I never want to be like that again. 所以 down to one's bottom dollar 意思就是几乎到了身无分文的地步，也就是境况窘迫了。 And last one for today is bottom line. Bottom line 这个短语呢，其实呢是出自商界啊。会计在做公司财务报告的时候，得把各项的收入和支出分别相加，然后在报告的最后一行，也就是 bottom line 减去支出的总数，得出净利或者是亏损的金额。所以 bottom line 全是报告里最重要的结论性数据。那后来呢， bottom line 这个说法逐渐从商界转用到我们的日常生活，尤其是在政界或者政体中。接下来我们就听一个例句啊。 Joe, they've been debating the farm bill for 2 weeks now. When they finish all the arguing, what do you think will be the bottom line? Will the Republicans or the Democrats win?One more time. Joe, they've been debating the farm bill for 2 weeks now. When they finish all the arguing, what do you think will be the bottom line? Will the Republicans or the Democrats win? 他说 Joe, 他们有关农业的提案已经展开两个星期的辩论了。你认为他们结束一切争论的时候会有什么样的结果呢？究竟是共和党还是民主党的人会赢呢？所以 bottom line 在这儿指的就是最终的结果或者是最后的决定。那今天要讲的呢就这么多了，我们再来回顾一下今天内容。首先最后一个 bottom line 指的是最终结果或最后的 决定， bottom dollar 指的就是口袋里最后的那一部分钱了， rock bottom 指的是最底层最低的啊，最底层的最低的一个什么东西。And first one is top to bottom, 就是从头到尾，从头到底，或是完全彻底的 top to bottom. Alright, thank you for listening. This is Jeffrey from English Marathon. Hope you enjoyed my program, and I will see you on Monday next week. Hope you guys have a nice weekend. Bye!